better than people plants.
And magnolias,
they never do evil plants.
And begonias,
all they ever want is to grow. Plants,
iris,
are smarter than us.
Violets,
they make a living without any fuss.
Us,
water, sun, and air.
Broadcasting live from the Gravenstein Apple Fair, I'm Steve Garner. Why in the world would I start the show with that song, Gwen?
Because bees are our number one topic of conversation now.
That's right.
They pollinate.
The Gravenstein Apple Fair, the theme of this year's Gravenstein Apple Fair is in praise of pollinators. And so I decided to start the show with The Flight of the Bumblebee.
There you go.
Remember that song?
I do.
I mean, every kid, I think, heard that growing up.
Pretty fancy piano playing.
Fancy piano playing. And that is the theme of this year's 2017 Gravenstein Apple Fair, sponsored by the Sonoma County Farm Trails and KSRO and Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour. Delighted to be invited back for some 20 years here at the Gravenstein. You can't miss us. We're right in the front of the entrance. Right here as you come into the fair, it opens at 10 o'clock. And we should actually talk to Gwen Kilcher and say hello to you.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Didn't officially introduce you to the
That's
folks.
Okay. We got all excited about the bumblebees.
And we got excited
about honeybees and bees in general.
And we will be talking to some of the folks from the Beekeepers Association. We will be talking to apple growers. We will be talking to apple pie makers this morning. All of them will pay a visit to the KSRO broadcast booth.
And we'll have samples of apples?
We will have samples. We'll be eating fritters. It is one of the highlights of our broadcast year to come to the Gravenstein Apple Fair. And we hope that you can participate and also attend the fair today and tomorrow from 10 until 6 o'clock. If you have never been, do come to the fair. It's unlike any other fair you've probably ever been to. It's a true agricultural farm-based fair. Wonderful home-based foods, lots of local organizations here, and once you come, it will become a family tradition. So much to do for the kids, so many displays, so many demonstrations, there's informative talks, there's the cider tent, there's the cheese pavilion. We will tell you all about the many, many options that are available for entertainment at the Gravenstein Apple Fair.
And it opens at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, just a few minutes from now. But let's head up to the Luther Burbank Center to check in with Dennis Dunn, who is the farm tour manager for the original Certified Farmers Market. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve and Gwen. How are you guys?
We are doing
good.
Very, very well. It's overcast, a little cloudy and cool here in Sebastopol. How is it up at the Luther Burbank today?
About the same, but I'm starting to see some sun peek up over the hills over there, so it's going to be nice.
A wonderful day to nosh a bit before coming out to the fair. Where are you going to start our tour this morning, Dennis?
Well, the first thing that caught my eye this morning is the eggplant.
Oh, my favorite.
It is.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Beautiful eggplant. We've got the white Claras and then the kind of purple and white ones and the light purple. And that's what I was going to ask Quinn because I don't know all their names. There's the light purple ones and there's the ones that I'm more familiar with, the really deep burgundy. They're just, eggplant is just gorgeous.
Mm, delicious.
And what would you do? Would you Parmesan that?
Well, that was my first thought. And then there's the Middle Eastern, there's a hummus type. I can't, the name of it is escaping me. But you can make a
Baba
really
Ganoush.
Nice.
It's Baba Ganoush.
Thank you.
That's just a weird name that I'm surprised you didn't remember that one.
Hey, it's the age factor.
Yeah, Dennis is a lot older than you, Gwen.
That's true.
Give
That's
him a break.
True, yes.
Okay, yeah, okay. Baba Ghanoush of that eggplant. Good.
Yeah, and you can do an eggplant stir fry, too. I mean, stuff like that is just absolutely delicious. So the eggplant looks great. I'm also stirring at some beautiful, beautiful carrots at Foggy River Farms. The other thing I've noticed today is we're starting to get color on peppers. So I'm not just seeing green bell peppers. I'm seeing yellow bell peppers and some reds and all the colors in between. So the peppers are starting to turn, going from that sharp, tangy, acid-type flavor to the sweet bell peppers that people know and love.
Yes, got it.
Yep, beautiful array of mushrooms today from Duncan's Mushrooms and Sam at Bohemian Garden. Of course, as we talked last week, tomatoes galore. Even my tomato plants have made a big turn in the last week and a half.
So we got tomatoes, we got peppers, we got, any zucchini?
Oh, there's squash.
Probably not.
Not yet too early?
Yeah, there's squash everywhere. Beautiful squash, all different kinds. I mean, I'm looking at the yellow summer squash right now, some of the regular green at Singing Frog Farms. Kohlrabi. It's the first kohlrabi I've seen so far this year is out, too.
Wow.
And what would you do with your kohlrabi?
I've done it. I've sliced them and diced them and put them in hash with potatoes. You can slice them and eat them like they are and put them in salads. It's delicious.
What else in the produce world catches your eyes? Any good berries? Any good fruit?
Well, your timing is impeccable, Steve. I just happen to be standing in front of Sebastopol Berry. They've got blackberries, raspberries, mixed packs, triple crown blackberries. They look very large. And strawberries.
Variety.
Do you grow those, Gwen?
No, I don't have. No. I have olali berries.
Olalis, okay.
That's the only one.
What other berries look good?
Those are the berries that I've seen so far. Stone fruit galore. Ponce Farms has a veritable plethora of O. Henry peaches, and they will good deals on flats of O. Henry peaches. So if you wanted to come and produce some peach jams or jellies or preserves or peach chutneys, or grab some hot peppers and make a nice peach hot sauce.
Sounds good to me.
Wow. Yep, tons of stone fruit. Grapes. Grapes are starting to show up, too.
Hey, you had an assortment of eggplants out there. What about cucumbers?
Oh,
lots of
cucumbers.
So many varieties, shapes. Yeah, okay.
There's there's Persian cucumbers. There's the regular cucumbers. There's the Korean cucumbers. They're all here.
Okay. I want you to look out for the Richmond green apple. If you see Richmond green apple, I want you to taste that. I want you to be my taste tester.
Okay, I will find one. I have no problem.
Okay,
I have no problem tasting things.
Okay. I want you to compare it to the lemon cucumber.
Okay.
That's your job.
I'm not a huge lemon cucumber fan, but I will try the other one.
Okay.
And on from... Yes.
Protein-wise, Two Rocks is here, and he's got a line of people tasting cheese. Ed and Deb Owens have 50% off today on all their pork.
Wow, what's a deal.
Great deal. And they've got tenderloins, roasts, ribs, country ribs, scallopinis, ground, bacon. So, good deal. Salmon Creek, again, is back. And they've got their wonderful grass-fed beef from up on the hill out in Bodega. Sirloin tips, London broils, cross ribs, filet mignons, sirloins. They also have bones for bone broth or dogs. I forgot to mention that Walker Apples is here with their Grabensteins, and Strauss is here with their wonderful array of stuff that I kind of stay away from, as we've said before.
What looks good in the seafood department?
Anna's Seafood is here with her big array of pretty much everything. Octopus, shrimp, salmon, cod, the whole nine yards.
Beautiful. From Protein Row, are you heading over to Carb Court?
I'm at Carb Court as we speak, and as you were mentioning apples, Miss Dominique has Grabenstein apple pie today. But she was really mean about it. She wouldn't let me take a bite out of one to try it.
Oh, jeez. I wonder why.
I don't understand it.
You bite it, you buy it.
Yeah, pretty much. Homemade Italian market is here with their wonderful fresh pastas and sauces that you can come and get almost get basically a ready-made dinner. You just have to kind of heat it up. They've got, you know, artichoke pesto sauce and tomato, marinara. They've got Alfredo sauce. Carl is here from Cousteau's with his wonderful array of breads. It looks like he's got a cheesy bread twist over there today for the first time that I haven't seen before. They look gorgeous. Ooh, those look really nice. I think I might have to have
one. Keep walking, Dennis.
Raymond's.
Keep walking. Raymond's nothing to see here, sir.
Yeah, really. Raymond's is here with their... Oh, and Raymond's and Full Circle are both here with their wonderful array of breads and sweets. Raymond's Walnut Tart, folks. I'm not a sweets kind of guy, but his walnut tart is just delicious. If you like pecan pie, get an almond tart from Raymond's.
Marvelous. And what about prepared foods today?
Prepared foods, we have Minhee's Soul Kitchen with her wonderful array of Korean dishes, plus her breakfast sandwiches are always good. The hamburger folks are here again. Porto Burgers, and I did have one of their burgers last week. Delicious. I think I'm going to have a breakfast burger here after we get off the phone. Very, very good burger. I was very impressed. Ellie's Kitchen is here with their quesadillas and burritos and breakfast burritos and the lot. And, of course, we have Mi Fiesta with their wonderful enchiladas and tamales.
Sounds like a plan. Who will be providing music today?
Our little friend, Brooklyn, will be here with her violin providing our musical entertainment today.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Are you spinning tunes at all?
Virtuoso.
Are you going to spin tunes?
I might later on. It may be a request thing. Depends on how long Brooklyn plays for.
Marvelous. The market is up and running now, 8:30 to 1 o'clock at the Luther Burbank Center, 60 seconds off of Highway 101 at the River Road exit. You can't miss it. It's been around forever. It's our longest year-round market since the late 1970s. If you miss today's market, don't forget the midweek market, also 8:30 to 1 o'clock. You'll make new friends. You'll run into friends. You'll talk to the farmers and local producers that provide so much of our glorious Sonoma County farm fresh food. Make it a tradition every single week. Thank you, Dennis Dunn. We will talk again next week. And before we say goodbye, Gwen has a pressing question for you.
You didn't mention corn.
Oh, yes.
He was bragging about it.
Bernier Farms has tons of corn. I believe Tom Noble at Armstrong has corn. I've been eating either Tom's or Bernier's corn like every single night. The corn this year is absolutely sweet and delicious.
And with those beautiful words of wisdom, we will bid you adieu until next Saturday.
Have a great week, you guys.
You too, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.
Yep.
Live at the Gravenstein Apple Fair, I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher at beautiful Regal Ranch Park. The fair opens in just about 40 minutes from now, 10 to 6 today and tomorrow, serving Sonoma County farms and this year's theme in praise of pollinators. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher taking calls now. For those that have gardening questions, you can reach us live at the Gravenstein, 636-1350, 636-1350. Nobody on hold at this moment. Or you can email us, steve at ksro.com. This is KSRO.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Sonoma County Farm Trails presents the 44th annual Gravenstein Apple Fair this August 12th and 13th at Regal Ranch Park in Sebastopol. We hope you'll join us. There's something for everyone. Arts and crafts, spectacular local food, including everything Gravenstein. Craft cider, wine, and microbrews, live music on two stages featuring Solidaire, Linda Tillery, Gator Nation, and more. Be sure to visit the Artisan Tasting Lounge and Do-It-Yourself Arena, as well as the popular chef's tent for delicious tastes and demonstrations. Kids will enjoy our Life on the Farm area, fun apple-themed contests, and engaging crafts and activities, plus delightful performances, including Circus Waldissimo. Discounted tickets are available now. Visit GravensteinAppleFair.com for more information. We'll see you this August 12th and 13th at the sweetest little fair in Sonoma County. Thanks to our generous major sponsors, Dutton Ranch, North Coast Apple Products, Whole Foods Sebastopol, and the County of Sonoma. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderfully fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Walker Apples is back, and master gardeners are available to answer gardening questions. Stop by the Beet Generation Farm. You'll find cucumbers, Romana beans, and Libby's own handmade pasta. Anna Seafood offers a wide variety of fresh fish. And Strauss Family Dairy has a full line of dairy products, including yogurt and ice cream. Need non-dairy? Visit Creative Cashew Cream. They have spreads for both sweet and savory. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods, ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, and hummus. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts, the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
I like to eat apples and bananas. 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 And I like to eat apples and bananas. I like to eat apples and bananas. I like to oat apples and bananas. I like to oat.
Live at the Gravenstein Apple Fair, I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. It's Garden Talk, a great, great spot to be, as we have been at this particular spot at the entrance of the Gravenstein for 21 years, bringing you one of the finest traditions in Sonoma County agriculture. Sebastopol, the valley in which Sebastopol lies, was first called Annaly, A-N-N-A-L-Y, by Jasper O'Farrell. Maybe you remember Jasper O'Farrell's in Sebastopol. The bar brew pub. His sister's name was Annaly, named for the Principality of Ireland where she was born. And later the spelling was changed to Annaly, A-N-A-L-Y. The next name was Pine Grove, named by J.H.F. Morris, the owner of a store in a grove of pine trees. Pioneers tell the story of how Pine Grove eventually became Sebastopol.
Interesting.
Did you know any of that?
No.
Me either.
No. Good.
It was all news to me. And back in 2001, as part of the city centennial, the Sebastopol City Council designated the Shasta Daisy as the official city flower and the Gravenstein Apple as the official city tree. There was an adopted resolution to make it so.
Hmm.
How about that?
Wow.
So we are truly in Gravenstein and Shasta Daisy country.
And didn't Luther Burbank invent the Shasta Daisy?
He did. He's the one that patented the Shasta Daisy.
Okay.
636-1350, if you want to join us. We got an email this week, Gwen, with a picture of a very scary looking, looked to me like a beetle. And this gentleman said he saw this in his garden. He took a picture of it and wondered if you had any idea what it was.
But did you notice that the photo that he sent, this bug, he has it in the palm of his hand.
Yeah, so it's
like, wow, that's pretty brave of you. And this bug is half the size of his hand. So it's about the size and the shape of a large man's thumb. So it's long and thin. It's probably, what, 2.5, maybe pushing 3 inches long and about an inch wide, and slender, brownish color, dark brown, and it's called a spine wood borer.
A spine wood borer?
Spined wood borer. I don't know where the spines are on this thing, but he has long antenna, and the larvae of this beetle are pretty large. And what they do is they lay their eggs in dead wood, usually most of the time in Douglas fir trees.
Okay.
And then they pupate, and then they turn into adults, and the adults, you know, move around. And if you happen to see one flying by, you'd think it was a small airplane coming at you. They don't do any harm whatsoever except eat decaying wood.
Okay.
Dying, decomposing wood.
That's
so hopefully he left that bug alone and just put him back on the log that he found him on. And now there's also a California wood borer, too, that looks similar to that one. He has crooked antenna and a little bit smaller ridges down his back. But if you can picture a big, long beetle, like I said, about an inch wide and 2.5 inches long, with antenna that are about an inch, inch and a half long, they don't do anything bad. So no need to kill them.
Good.
So just leave them alone or put them in a wood pile or something and let them have at it.
Don't stomp on them.
No.
Let them fly free.
You know, we see all these bugs and everybody assumes that they are bad bugs. And there are probably just as many good bugs as there are bad bugs. So it pays to identify the insect first before you go ahead and think about or go ahead and kill it, because you could be killing a good bug.
Besides all the wonderful things to eat today, there's the Farm Bureau life on the farm stage, living with llamas. There's the cow milking with McClellan's Dairy, apiculture with Michael Teal and Clark Wolf at 1:30 today. There's the Keeping Backyard Bees seminar at 4 o'clock today, sheep shearing with Joe Palsy and John Sanchez. All of that this morning at the fair. And there's skip weaving demonstrations, making a cob oven, planting a pollinator garden, an introduction to fiber arts, and fermenting cider with Scott Heath from Tilted Shed Cider Works. All of that for the price of admission today at the Gravenstein Apple Fair.
This is just something to do every hour of the day.
Great music also today and tomorrow at the fair. There's the Simmons Family Band, French Oak Gypsy Band. There's the Royal Jelly Live. Joe Craven and Friends. Tomorrow features the Batacha Sextet, Solid Air, and one of my faves, Tom Rigney and Flambeau at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. There's also the Caramel Apple Eating Contest for Kids at 3:30. There's the Pie Eating Contest preceding that at 3 o'clock. And at 12:10, I'll be heading over to the Sebastopol Chamber of Commerce to once again judge the apple pie contest. I'll be tasting some 30 to 40 apple pie samples along with a couple other judges.
What size is your sample that you're
eating? I thought you were going to ask me what size is my stomach. it's very small. I would say about the size of a silver dollar.
Well, like small. A teaspoon size?
Yeah, yeah.
So one mouthful,
a tablespoon of pie.
Yeah.
Of course,
you
multiply that by 30 to 40 tablespoons. That's
a whole pie.
Healthy helping of pie.
Yeah.
And we'll be actually tasting and talking with last year's pie winner on the Good Food Hour with John Ash.
Okay.
Which should be a whole lot of fun.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll take a break at the bottom of the hour here, and we'll come right back. We can take Garden Talk calls now at 636-1350. If you have a question for Gwen and Steve, call us, and we'll put you right on the air live at the Grav scene. Or you can email us, steve@ksro.com. The Grav opens in about a half hour. This is KSRO.
South County 94.5, KSRO.
Michael Ogier, president of KSRO here, an avid golfer. We're blessed to have the world's best golfing weather here in Sonoma County. Crisp mornings, sunny days, delightful twilight. My favorite golf club is Oakmont. Two great courses, a par 72 that's terrific for the experienced player, and a shorter par 63 ideal for seniors or beginners, both with stunning views of the beautiful Valley of the Moon and the hills of Sonoma wine country. Folks, it's world-class golf. And it's a great time to join with Oakmont's Summer Member Drive now. Monthly plans start at $201, and if you join in July, they will waive the $500 initiation fee when you say, KSRO sent me. Golf when you want it. Priority tee times and now a summer special. Sonoma County's most scenic 36-hole golf club. Go to oakmontgc.com or tell your smartphone to
call Oakmont Golf Club in Santa Rosa.
The perfect wine country wedding destination. Oakmont Golf Club. Go to oakmontgc.com.
At K-Tech Automotive and Pauline's Automotive, Kate and her team know something. When your car's in the shop, your life's on hold. So their job is to get you going again. From quick, reliable service, repairs, and maintenance, to a loaner car if you need it. And a cup of coffee and a smile when you come in doesn't hurt either. Don't let your car put your life on hold. Visit Kate and the team at K-Tech Automotive and Pauline's Automotive in Sebastopol. And get going again.
This month at Graton Resort and Casino, we're giving away cars, cash, and more. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to $30,000 in prizes. And hit the road to riches on August 25th. You could win a Nissan 370Z Roadster. Plus, sign up for Graton Rewards and you could get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Reward Center.
There's no place I'd rather be.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Tune in every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. for Dr. Walter Tom of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on KSRO's Ask the Expert show. Dr. Walter Tom can help create the body you've always wanted with laser body sculpting, skin regeneration, laser and vein therapy, and other specialized treatments. Look younger by Monday with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO's Ask the Expert show every Thursday on 1350 a.m. and 103.5 FM KSRO.
In a Virginia city.
The authorities of the Commonwealth of Virginia. This attempt has been declared an unlawful assembly. The streets, the park, and the sidewalks. You're to leave the immediate area.
Police in Charlottesville ordering protesters out of a city park after white nationalist groups got into clashes with demonstrators from the Black Lives Matter movement and other groups. It's over plans to remove a statue of a Confederate general. ABC's Matt Claiborne is there.
There's pepper spray, tear gas, you name it. There's cement in. Some people earlier were throwing water bottles filled with cement. It's, you know, not very pleasant.
The National Guard was put on standby after a night of at times violent clashes over the issue on the University of Virginia campus nearby. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny skies, warm temps for your weekend. Today, clear skies at 83, 68 on the coast. Clear tonight as well, low 55 inland and on the shores. Sunny for Sunday at 85, 71 in Bodega Bay. Monday has a few clouds at 80 degrees, 66 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Get old Applejack at me. Then he take his banjo down. Then he asked me if I sing. And he would play the banjo when I play my tambourine. Play a song for me, Applejack, Applejack. Play a song for me and I sing. Play a song for me, Applejack, Applejack. Play a song, let your back.
We are here at the Gravenstein Apple Fair. I'm Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher. The fair opens in about 25 minutes. We hope you'll be able to come and attend and participate in so many of the great activities today and tomorrow. Plenty of parking here at the Gravenstein at Regal Ranch Park, a beautiful spot for a real authentic country fair. And this has some great history, too, at the first Gravenstein Apple Show was in 1910. Here's a photo of the first Apple Show. In the book, Our Favorite Recipes, 100 Gravenstein Apple Recipes for 100 Years, which I got, many years ago, back in 2010, actually, is when I picked up this book, some of the favorite recipes. And there's great photos throughout this wonderful book, and there's also some great information about the apple industry, too. The apple industry, of course, here in beautiful Sebastopol, the 100th anniversary was in 2010. The fair, of course, named after our beautiful little apple called the Gravenstein. First brought to Sebastopol along with Leighton Berry back in 1869 when William J. Hunt crossed the plains to a better life out west. Luther Burbank said to have assisted with propagation of the Gravenstein starting in 1885 when he planted 18 acres in his Sebastopol experimental orchard and farm. The success of the Gravenstein spread, and by the turn of the century, apple orchards were all over the West County. Family names like Barlow, Ullman, Roberts, Hallberg, Walker, Hurst, Martinelli, Kozlowski, Dutton, over the years helped create the major West County apple industry, which at its height in 1945 totaled over 14,000 acres of apples, according to the Sonoma County Ag Commissioner. Sebastopol staged its first apple show, as I mentioned, in 1910. The event was held on Main Street in a tent across from the Petaluma and Santa Rosa Railway Depot. The annual bash was an August exhibit showcasing apples and apple products during the peak of their season. The fair annually spotted huge custom structures for front entrance gates and elaborate apple displays by local packing plants, canneries, and apple drying companies. Processing and marketing apples had become big business. Sculptors were hired to build one-quarter scale buildings, and even a locomotive made entirely out of whole fresh and diced sliced apples. And if you don't believe me, Gwen, here's the photo.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
There's the photo, a 1915 replication, entire life-size locomotive made out of dried and diced apples.
That's amazing.
Isn't it remarkable? And that's in this wonderful souvenir book.
That's a nice book that you got there.
It's a wonderful little book.
Cookbook.
Yes, it's a wonderful little cookbook. So about Joe Hunt, as I mentioned, he planted the trees in 1869, and then there was an Iowa farm boy named Nathaniel Griffith, who came out in the 1870s, who'd lead the Gravenstein to prominence and earn his way into the local histories as the grandfather of the Gravenstein. You ever heard of him?
No.
Nathaniel Griffith. He came to Sonoma County in 1883, and he bought 85 acres of brush and stump land in the Gold Ridge District on Laguna Road.
Mm-hmm.
And he had ordered scions of Gravensteins from a Wisconsin orchardist, and soon they were the only trees in his orchard. Burbank, too, was enthusiastic about the flavor of this fruit. And Joe Hunt's experiments with his sons proved that no apple dried better or retained its flavor better than dried than the Grav. And remember, understand that by the turn of the 20th century, Burbank was a force to be reckoned with, and his pronouncements about Gravs undoubtedly spurred more plantings. And what Luther wrote was, quote, "The Gravenstein has proven to be the money winner in Sonoma County. It is the most comfortable home for this apple, which is the best quality of all known apples. If the Gravenstein could be had through the year, no other apple would need to be grown." That's quite a pronouncement.
That sure is.
From Luther Burbank.
Yeah.
In the middle of the 20th century, apple processing plants blossomed like the trees themselves in the Sebastopol area. In 1958, ag advisors counted nearly 40 apple plants in the area. Remarkable. Including dehydrators, applesauce canneries, juice and cider and vinegar processing plants, and packing sheds. And it was also, for a time, a distillery, Spees Distillery, S-P-E-A-S, which produced apple brandy, which a lot of people know as Applejack.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing. So there's a little tutorial, historical, on the Gravenstein Apple Fair. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. We can take calls now at 636-1350 for any garden-related information. Questions, answers provided by Gwen Kilcher, who writes the popular Plant Doctor column in our local Press Democrat newspaper with Dana Lozano. That column has appeared for over 25 years, the first and third Saturdays of every month. We're live at the Gravenstein Apple Fair. Doors open in about 20 minutes. Come out and enjoy the fun. This is KSRO.
Rincon Valley hears FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Every Friday, it's the Party on the Plaza music series at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market. This week, it's Mr. Blackwell and the MBAs from 5:30 to 8. Enjoy a certified farmer's market, food and craft booths, beer, wine, live music, and even a kids area with jump houses and slides. It's all in City Center Plaza, just off the intersection of State Farm Drive and Rohnert Park Expressway. Organized by SMG Events in partnership with the City of Rohnert Park and sponsored by Paradise Pet Resorts in Rohnert Park and Santa Rosa. Offering obedience training, agility training, doggy daycare, dog, cat, and small animal boarding too. Open till 7 every day of the year, and the first day of daycare is always free. No one loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resort. So come party on the plaza at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market Fridays, 5 to 8. Info on the Party on the Plaza Facebook page.
It's Paradise Pet Resort.
heard the commercials. You heard the winners when they got the call.
Wow, that's really cool.
Thank you so much.
And now they're graduates from Empire Business College. It could have been you. Don't miss your last chance to make 2017 the year you get the call. Make it happen. Apply today at empirefreeeducation.com. You know you need an education to get the life you want. In less than 2 years, you could be the graduate we all hear next. Get inspired and change your life at Empire College. Go to empirefreeeducation.com and tell us why you will be the winner of a free 2-year education from Empire Business College. All entries due by August 31st. Empire College. Get inspired.
The largest investment you'll most likely ever make is your home. At a median housing price of $398 per square foot, you have the opportunity to maximize your investment with a room addition. And the most cost-effective, energy-efficient way is by contacting the team at Sonoma County Sunrooms. Sonoma County Sunrooms, or SoCo Sun, is an authorized four-season sunroom dealer right here in Santa Rosa. They work with homeowners and property owners just like you to expand your livable space. Maybe you're looking to increase the investment of your home and maximize your return. Maybe you're a parent or grandparent looking to expand your livable space because your family is growing and it's not a feasible option to move and upgrade. If you have a unique situation or one just like one of these, call Sonoma County Sunrooms today and schedule a free in-home consultation and customize your options. Ask that smartphone of yours to call Sonoma County Sunrooms or visit SoCoSun.com today.
I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. And I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to oat.
Broadcasting live from the Gravenstein Apple Fair, I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. Oh, my mouth is watering. We're staring directly at the Gravenstein Apple Pies Community Church of Sebastopol. I can almost smell fresh baked apple pie.
Yes.
And we're right across from the Duttons, so we'll probably be tasting some fresh Duttons and talk to one of the Dutton brothers in just a few minutes also, I believe. Hey, those plums you gave me were absolutely sensational.
Thank you.
They were pretty rock hard. I let them sit for about 5 or 6 days, let them get really soft. They were the most luscious, fragrant plums in recent memory.
And there was no tartness to them like you find in the Santa Rosa plums. These are elephant heart.
They're elephant. Well, if I had to choose one plum, that could maybe be right at the top of my plum list.
Yeah, that's why I just cut down the Santa Rosa plum because they, you know, my husband and I were just like, eh, okay, they're okay. But when you taste the elephant heart plum, that dark, dark purple flesh, and then the skin, the thing is they keep dropping on the ground, and it's hard. There's so many plums on that tree, and you have to touch each one of them like you do peaches and nectarines, so you can pick them at their prime. But they keep dropping before I get a chance to do that. So that's why I look for the dark-skinned ones, pick those, wait a few days, and, yeah, like you said, they're delicious. So thank you.
Well, thank you for planting them.
There
do you have any more?
Yes, I do. Okay. I'll save you some.
What a welcome Steve Dutton to the show. Good morning, Steve Dutton.
Good morning.
Part of the Dutton brother dynasty. Joe, your brother will be around probably momentarily or sometime today.
He will be here at some point today,
and
for sure.
And I see your mom, and I see the whole gaggle of Duttons across the way.
That's right.
It seems like every year there's a few more.
No. We're done with that. But there's between Joe and I, we have five kids, so they're all here helping.
Well, it's just a remarkable success story with the Duttons. Your dad, Warren, planted a lot of apples and, I guess, grapes a while back. And the family property's been around since the 1850s or so.
Yeah, it's like late 1800s. They moved to Santa Rosa, where Dutton Avenue is in the Roseland area. Owned several hundred acres there and planted prunes. And so my family grew prunes around there. My dad grew up on the ranch. And in 64, they moved out to Grayton and started farming apples and wine grapes.
And you still have a bit of apple acreage, don't you?
We do. We farm about 180 acres of certified organic apples.
And Joe pretty much manages that part of the family business?
He does. Yeah, Joe takes care of most of that.
But the interesting thing was we had Warren on the show in 2001. He passed away that year.
Yes.
And it took a crowbar to get him to come on the show. We had tried for years before, but he wouldn't have it. And finally, I don't know what Gail and you guys did, but said, just sit in with him for a few minutes, Dad. And he was wonderful. Once we got him talking, we couldn't shut up.
Yeah, no, he would be good. But, after a while there, he was always working. And then when Joe and I took over, so that gave him some time to come and help you out and do the show.
And you guys are still doing grapes, aren't you? You have some grape acreage also.
We do. We farm 1,200 acres of wine grapes, just a few acres, enough to keep us busy.
And your apples, are, as I recall, is it all organic at this point?
Oh, yeah. All 180 acres are organic. We're one of the biggest apple growers left in Sonoma County.
And you've been, of course, part of this fair since 1973 when it was relaunched as the Gravenstein Apple Fair.
Yes. We've been here every year.
How, as you talked to your brother about the tonnage this year, how do the apples look? I know that spring rain kind of really knocked things back.
Yeah, no, our apple crop was affected quite a bit by the spring rain. We had a decent bloom, but not a lot of it set. There was many days where the bees couldn't work. And so we have not a great apple crop this year, unfortunately. So if you want Gravensteins, you should come to the fair and get them because they won't be around for long.
That's right. Besides Gravenstein, you do, or at least you did, raise other apple varieties too. Do you still?
Yeah, we do. We have Golden Delicious, Macintosh, Jonathan, Rome. Those are our big varieties.
You do?
Yeah.
And do you do a cider now or something like that?
Well, that's funny you should ask. Yes. Yes, so my brother Joe, with his winery Dutton Estate, they are now making an apple cider out of apples that we grow from the ranch. It's a blend of Gravensteins and Goldens. Nice. It's actually really, really a nice cider. It tastes like apples.
Is it called Dutton Ranch Cider?
It's Dutton Estate Hard Cider, Hard Apple Cider.
And where do you get that?
That would be at their tasting room at the corner of Green Valley and Highway 116.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's available now. It's out.
It is.
Did you start that last year, wasn't it?
I think this is their third year doing it.
Third?
I think so.
Okay. And you don't have that across at the
moment? No, it's not over there, but the girls there that work there, or Joe's daughters, are over there. So.
Okay, maybe they can slip us some during the break.
Absolutely.
Why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back with Steve Dutton in just a couple minutes. We are taking calls 636-1350 for Gwen Kilcher, any gardening-related questions, or Steve at KSRO.com. You can shoot us a photo of a plant in distress or you need ID'd, and we'll go to work on it. Live at the Gravenstein, doors open. Well, there's actually no door, is there, to open?
Gates.
The gates open.
The gates will be open here pretty quick.
Actually, what I'll say is the hay bales open.
There you go.
In about 10 minutes from now, live at Regal Ranch Park, this is KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Buying Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bayer Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Our community loses too many to preventable heart disease. It's time to change. Together, we can work toward a better future and end preventable heart disease. Talk to your family. Talk to your friends. Find out what you can do at checkyourbp.org. We can all take back our health, and we can start today, together. Fight heart disease. Check your blood pressure. Learn more at checkyourbp.org. This message is brought to you by United Way of the Wine Country and the Center for Well-Being. 1 in 5 women will die of heart disease, many without warning signs. It's time we change this. Together, we can work toward a better future and end preventable heart disease. Talk to your family. Talk to your friends. Find out what you can do at checkyourbp.org. We can all take back our health, and we can start today. Fight heart disease. Check your blood pressure. Learn more at checkyourbp.org. This message is brought to you by United Way of the Wine Country and the Center for Well-Being.
Bueller.
The Alexander Valley Film Society brings back the drive-in movie with a screening of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Saturday, August 19th at the Citrus Fair Fairgrounds in Cloverdale. Enjoy an authentic drive-in experience complete with a jumbo screen, local food and wine, and country surroundings. Proceeds will support the Alexander Valley Film Society's educational and cultural programs. Car tickets are $50. Bring your own chair and buy an individual ticket for just $15. Go online to purchase your tickets now. Prices go up at the door. Families, foodies, film fans, and supporters of the Alexander Valley Film Society will enjoy local food and drinks from Pick's Drive-In, Abby's Taqueria, and Flower Girl, plus beer and wine from the ABFS Cellar. Get to the drive-in Saturday the 19th for Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Doors at 6:30, movie at 8:15. Cloverdale Citrus Fair Fairgrounds. Tickets online at avfilmsociety.org. Brought to you by Global Sports Foundation, Dr. Stephen Ungerleader, and Mrs. Joanna Rice.
Me, anyone else but me, anyone else but me, no, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me, till I come marching home. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me, anyone else but me.
We're live at the Gravenstein Apple Fair. I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher and special apple growing guest Steve Dutton of the Dutton Ranch family. He and his brother Joe and Gail and all the other Duttons committed to apples for many, 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 many years. One of the largest growers still. And your brother just planted some new orchards, I understand.
We did. Yeah, we did. We've got the two newest apple orchards in Sonoma County, Gravenstein orchards, actually.
Wow.
So both small, but a couple acres each. But we're still committed to planting trees.
You're still committed. And Gwen, you were asking about apple coddling moth damage.
Mm-hmm. That worm is such a nuisance, especially to homeowners, of course, to commercial growers. But there is that kaolin clay, Surround is the trade name, that people should have sprayed on the trees. And what is it? Confuses the worm. It can't find the apples. It can't find anything. And it does something to their body. And
so what I understand is that on a microscopic level, it's angular.
Mm-hmm.
As the worm's crawling across the tree and crawling across the clay, it actually cuts the worm up a little bit.
Okay, so it's like diatomaceous earth
exactly.
That we use for
swimming pools.
Yeah, and for, you know, snails and slugs.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's kind of
it's
a
good.
White dust.
Kind of light gray
light
looking.
Gray.
So if you see the trees in Sebastopol that look gray, that's because they've been sprayed with that. And it's organic, and it's...
Yeah.
Certified organic,
yeah, absolutely.
And safe to use.
Hey, yeah. Kaolin clay is the active ingredient in that, and its brand name is Entrust. That's one.
That, no. Oh, the brand name of this is Surround.
Oh, Surround. What is Entrust?
Entrust is actually an organic insecticide
okay.
that you would play on it, spray, and it would actually kill the moth.
Would kill it, okay.
Kill the moth.
But
yeah.
There was more activity this spring, you think, because of the added rains, or do they know why there was more coddling moth? Who knows?
Who knows for sure? I mean, it's all about, when you're looking at coddling moth, it's all about the temperature at sunset And then it's how many degree days build up after that. And then you look at the numbers of the moths. We're out, we have traps in four of our orchards. We're looking at numbers. And when the traps spike, then a few days later we try to spray. But it's, you know, even with three sprayers, it's hard to cover 180 acres in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
are you doing all fresh apple sales? Or is there anybody processing any apples?
Oh, absolutely. So there's Manzana Products is the last cannery here in Sonoma County.
They're still up and running.
They're still up and running, and they're actually doing very, very well. They are at the corner of Green Valley and Ross Road in Grayton. And they've really made a big effort to relaunch their local brand called North Coast Apple
yes.
Products. They're actually here at the fair today. And, you know, if you're at Safeway, Trader Joe, Whole Foods, if you see North Coast, that's the brand you should be buying. It's from Grayton. It's from Sebastopol. It's from Sonoma County. That is about as local as you can get, North Coast Apple
and
products.
So you sell your fruit to them?
They buy all. They buy.
And do they make applesauce out of that?
Sauce, juice, and then apple, organic apple cider vinegar.
Oh, that's really good to know.
Oh, yeah, that's become a big market for us, for the apple cider vinegar.
Okay, so support that, our local packing shed.
And that ends up, I think a lot of their vinegar ends up in, like, Bragg's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that organic brand,
yep,
Bragg's
yep,
apple cider vinegar.
Yep.
So in high school, you guys have been involved in the farm, haven't you?
This is before that, Steve. Come on now.
As toddlers,
there you go.
They were involved
well,
in the
you know, we used to go with our dad because we thought it was fun. It was like playing.
Well, I'm not going to ask your age, but it was like in the mid-60s when your folks bought the ranch.
Yeah, 64, they bought the ranch out in Grayton.
Okay,
and I'll tell you, I'm 50. So
okay,
there we go.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought he was not, yeah. you know.
I was going to say 22. Okay. But,
you know. Thank you.
Okay. So, that was in the 60s. And then I remember shopping at the Dutton Farm Stand over on Dutton and Sebastopol Road.
Yeah, they're right next to Cook Junior High. Yes.
Yeah, and how long? That was eventually annexed by the city or something?
It was. It was annexed into the city, and our father's, you know, the tax they put on it to improve the road and the curbs and gutters and all that was so much money he couldn't afford to keep the ranch. So he sold out, and it's now part of the Santa Rosa Industrial Park. The old ranches, but that allowed him then to go out, and we bought more acreage out in Grayton. So, you know, it's just one of those things where you trade one ranch for another type thing.
Okay.
And as progress happens, as the town gets bigger.
And it worked out beneficially for the family.
Oh, yeah, sure.
At first it was like, oh, no, what do we do now?
Right.
And then, well, we move on to something else.
Well, that's it. You know, so that was the end of the farm stand.
That was the end of the farm stand. Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll come back. A little more conversation with Steve Dutton for hour number one of Garden Talk. And then, of course, there's hour number two of Garden Talk. And, we have 2 minutes left? Oh, we do. Did my watch stop?
Probably.
This junkie. When you spend $6 on a
give
watch.
Give this to me. I'm throwing it out.
Steve, I think you need a raise.
God, thank you. I hope the powers that be are listening to the show this morning.
Absolutely.
Steve, you know, don't I get some watch when I, let's see, I've been here since 1981. How far is that? Is that 36 years or so?
Yeah,
don't
sure.
I deserve a watch?
Darn right.
They gave you one after your 25th anniversary, but you weren't there, so I kept it.
Okay, well, thank you, Gwen, for watching my back. We'll take a break at this point. Oh, look, I've got a picture of your brother, Joe Dutton, and his newly planted Gramercy apple tree. Look at that.
Yeah.
Full color.
Yep. That's a good one.
Good-looking brother,
absolutely.
Too.
This is the orchard that would be right across from Andy's Produce on Highway 116 at the...
Their property.
That's Children Learning Center there, yeah.
Okay.
And so we planted that for them, and that was an old orchard that got pulled out, and we replanted it all with brand new orchard.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll take a break. Why don't you stick around for just a couple of minutes? We're going to invite Barbara Walker over, too.
Great.
She'll have a few things to say as one of the last few, really... full-time apple growers left in the community. We're down to what, a couple thousand acres of
2200 acres. 2200? It was in the 2016 ag report,
but they're still hanging on.
705 of Gravenstein's.
That's really
wow.
good.
Yeah,
good. That's
yeah.
a commitment.
Yeah,
so we'll take a break. We'll come back with hour number two of Garden Talk. Don't forget, at 11 o'clock, at Chef John Ash on the Good Food Hour. We have a lot of great food related vendors and some apple cider to be tasting during the Good Food Hour, but it's all apple talk this morning. The first guests are arriving at the fair now. It opens in about 30 seconds, and they're anxiously waiting to partake of all the delights of an authentic Sonoma County Fair. Live at the Gravenstein Apple Fair, Steve Garner, Gwen Kilcher, Garden Talk. This is KSRO.
Then he took his banjo down, then he asked me if I sing.
This is FM News Talk Radio at 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM. KSRO Santa Rosa.
ABC News. I'm
Daria Aldinger, a state of emergency in Charlottesville, Virginia. Police clearing a city park after a white nationalist rally to protest the removal of a Confederate statue.